So we're going to continue now on the topic of making things more deterministic.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
And the next talk is going to be about Lila, which is a decentralized tool for making reproducible builds, like verifying reproducible builds, making it verifiable that builds are reproducible in the NixOS ecosystem. And the speakers today are Julien Marca and Rabouf, also known as Arno Engel, right? Thank you very much. And I'm sure they're going to give a great talk. They're going to do the cool thing where they hold the Lavalier mic, because there are two speakers and we only have one microphone, because I'm keeping this one. All right, so a round of applause for our speakers and enjoy.
Thank you, Martin. So I'm Julien, this is Rabouf, and we are going to talk about our tool called Lila. So this presentation is about software supply chain and software supply chain security, because Lila is a tool that we designed to improve the software supply chain security. And especially, the kind of question that it solves is problems in software supply chain security that can happen at build or distribution time, which means essentially it solved the question of what if there was an attacker, a malicious person that gained control of the NixOS build infrastructure and was able to put in the cache some binary with some backdoor. And there is a generic solution to this that has been developed in the last 10 years. It's the idea of build reproducibility. So if build reproducibility is what is a property of software components, where when you build that software several times on several machines, you get the exact same bit-by-bit results. And this simple idea brings a lot of benefits for software distribution, because then you can, when you're downloading a binary from someone, let's say the NixOS cache, you could also ask some other people to rebuild the same software and verify that everybody agrees that whatever you're downloading from the cache is whatever everybody agrees that the software should be. So there is this effort called reproducible builds, with a lot of people working together to make build of software more reproducible. And to get the benefits of this, you need to kind of like check all the software in Nix and check if they are reproducible. So last year in the same dev room, maybe some of you remember, I presented some of my research that I do as part of my PhD, where I essentially try to evaluate the reproducibility of all packages in Nix through time. And our main result was that as of today, the reproducibility of Nix package is about the 90% mark. So this is all cool, but problem is that to do that, it took us 15,000 hours of build time on 10 machines. So we are the only one doing it. So you have to kind of trust us on this, on the results. And so it kind of defeats a bit the purposes of build reproducibility. And so all this makes it difficult to sustain kind of monitoring for the Nix community because of the enormous size of the package set. So we decided we needed something else.
Yes. And that something else is called Lila. And Lila is hash collection infrastructure. And that means if people run builds, they hash the result, and they send assigned hash to the hash collection infrastructure. So because we collect all those hashes, if the hashes match, then we know there are several people who have gotten the same result. And the good thing about this is because you sign the hashes, People do not need to trust us, we just pass along the hashes, but you can trust the people who actually built the stuff. And so we are going to use this, so we intend to use this for two different things. One thing is trust in the reproduce, the fact that something has been reproduced, so that's something you will do downstream. But we also want to use this information to create reporting on the reproducibility of the packages, so we can fix all the packages that are not yet reproducible. So what does this look like? So a little bit of history. We started in a few years ago. We've wanted it this for a while, but 2024 we started seriously planning it. We applied for some funding, but that didn't happen, so we started in our free time, nights and weekends. 25, we participated in the Sovereign Tech Fund, next security project. We got funding for a slice of our milestones, so that was really good. That was gave us a boost to get to today. And today we can proudly present that Lila is now backing the reproducibility graphs and reports that you can find on reproducible.nextwest.org. So what does this look like? This gives you reproducibility over time. It gives you information about, for example, the minimal ISO runtime derivation, specific package sets, information about specific package sets, details about which exact derivation in those package sets are reproducible or not. These can also be linked linked to issues. We have dependency graphs. So what's next? How can you help? Become a rebuilder. It's pretty easy. Find us on Matrix or find us on reproducibility.nextwest.org. Fix the actual issues that we find, so the issues that are read in the reports. And if you're a developer, then we have a bunch of ideas, and I bet you also have a bunch of ideas to make reproducibility on Next.js even better. That's it for us.